friends. My name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom. Today, your English will improve, and that makes me very excited. Well, friends, we have a very interesting lesson titled, That's My Bag. Okay, so imagine with me for a moment. You're at the airport waiting for your baggage at the baggage claim. You finally see your bag coming, and all of a sudden, you see someone grab your bag and walk off. What would you do? Does this sound like an impossible situation? Well, unfortunately, this type of thing definitely does happen. So friends, in our lesson today, we are going to try to answer this question. Where's my bag? Where's my bag? That's a very good question. So friends, I hope you have your magazines. Make sure they're open. And let's get started and try to answer this question. Where's my bag? Let's go.
That's my bag. Should she stop the woman or not? Ivy stood in airport baggage claim waiting for her bag. It had been a long trip, but she was finally home in Bozeman, Montana. She yawned. She couldn't wait to get home, put her things away, and relax. As Carousel 2 started to move, she watched the bags drop onto it. She saw her small green bag. She waited for it to come close so she could grab it. Suddenly, a large woman took the bag and hurried off toward the exit.
Welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 baggage 这个名词。baggage 是指行李，注意它是一个不可数名词。例如 ，The airline lost my baggage on my trip back to Taipei. 我回台北的途中，航空公司把我的行李搞丢了。课文提到 baggage claim 这个名词 ，claim 是指取得的意思，所以 baggage claim 是指行李提领处。baggage 也可以指思想的包袱。例如 Fiona has a lot of emotional baggage to deal with before getting married. Fiona 在结婚之前有许多情绪上的包袱要处理。继续我们看 carousel 这个名词。carousel 本来是指旋转木马，但是在这里是指行李的转盘或者是传送带。例如 passengers of flight 423 can collect your luggage at carousel 5. 423航班的旅客可以到5号转盘领取您的行李。或者是 the ground staff delivered the luggage to the carousels by truck. 地勤人员用卡车把行李送到运送带处。
I gotta tell you, Rebecca, this is probably my least favorite part of traveling is waiting by the baggage carousel to see if your bag is going to come out.
Oh, Gabe.That definitely is my least favorite part about traveling as well. I remember there was one time I was at the baggage claim waiting for my bag. I saw all these other bags go by, but where was my bag? Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you have to wait. You're waiting for so long. Everybody else has their bags. They go off and leave and go home, and you're still waiting. And finally, 10 minutes later, boop, there's my bag.
Wait, Gabe.
Yes.
In my situation, my bag never showed up.
Are you kidding me?
It got lost.
What?
It got lost. It went to the wrong airport, and then my bag didn't actually arrive until, for another week.
Well, Rebecca, you know, I think that you could probably write a story similar to the one we have in our lesson today. The lesson is, that's my bag.Of course, the situation here is a little bit different from Rebecca's. We're going to find out what happened. But we have a question here. Should she stop the woman or not? That is, Ivy, the main character, should she stop the woman or not?
And we read, Ivy stood in airport baggage claim waiting for her bag. And yes, we were just talking about some of our frustrations about baggage claim or having to wait for our baggage, because sometimes it doesn't always show up, right?
Exactly. Now, friends, if you're curious what the baggage claim looks like, this is a carousel at a baggage claim. And if you've ever been traveling, then you're very familiar with this site.
Well, it had been a long trip, and she was finally home in Bozeman, Montana. She yawned, just like that.
Ooh, well, Rebecca, yawns are contagious.
They are. Well, Ivy was tired. I don't blame her. She couldn't wait to get home and put her things away and relax. Couldn't wait to do something. What a great phrase. I can't wait to talk about this phrase.
Well, Rebecca, I can't wait to hear your example. Do you have another example of how to use this wonderful phrase?
I do. If you can't wait to do something, that means you're very eager and excited about it. So, for example, Michelle was so excited, she couldn't wait to open her presents.
Oh, yes. If it's your birthday or Christmas, you can't wait to open your presents. The main character, Ivy, she couldn't wait to get home and relax. For me, if I have a vacation coming up, I can't wait to go on vacation. I can't wait to go on a trip. Think of another way to use that phrase.
So we just learned that Ivy was finally home, back home in Montana. Hey, Gabe, do you know anything about the origins of state names?
Interesting question. Montana, that kind of sounds like the word for mountain. I wonder if they're related. Let's see what Stephen can have to say about this in the info cloud.
Studying a location's name is a great way to learn about that location's history, culture, and geography.
So let's look at some state names from the U.S. We'll start with names that originated with the American Indians.
Okay. Indian names account for almost half of all the state names. The name of my home state, Connecticut, for example, is an American Indian word which means something like beside the long tidal river.
Next, if you know your American history, you'll remember France played a big role in shaping the new nation. Its influence can be seen in state names like Vermont, which in French means Green Mountain.
Right. Now, what about English names? Not as many as you might think. One example, New Jersey, is named after Jersey Island in the English Channel.
Moving west, we get into state names with Spanish origins, like Montana, which means mountainous country. Very fitting, as Montana has the Rocky Mountains running through it.
That's right. Now, some of you might be wondering about the name California. Well, we don't know its exact meaning, but we do know this. It was named after an imaginary paradise described in a popular 16th century Spanish novel.
你可曾想过美国的50个州的州名是哪里来的? 也许你认为都是来自英国,其实有将近一半的州名源自美国印第安人的语言,像Connecticut, 美国东北的康乃迪克州,它的原本呢是个印第安名字,表示在一条长长的河流旁。除了印第安语,有一些州的州名来自法文, 因为法国也曾经统治过北美的一些地区, 美国东北的Vermont 就是源自法文表示绿色的山。 另外像Montana这个州的名字呢, 来自西班牙文, 表示山区地带, 而Montana也的确处于山区地带。 California,加州, 原本是一本16世纪的西班牙文小说中所形容的天堂的名字, 而很多人也真的认为加州是一个 像天堂的地方。这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Okay, Gabe, I've got a little quiz for you.
Quiz?
Yes, quiz. We love these quizzes.
Okay.
So what does Montana mean?
Montana, Montana. Oh, I was paying attention to the info cloud.
Yes.
A mountainous region, am I correct?
Mountainous region, mountainous country. Mm-hmm. Very good, okay.
Yes.
Question number two, what does Vermont mean?
Vermont. That means very, very Mont. Oh, yeah.
Gabe,
huh?
Vermont means green mountain. One point for me, 1 point for you. Wow, it's a tie?
Wait a minute, you knew the answer. How come you get a point?
Because...
You're giving the quiz. You get a point?
Because you guessed the wrong answer.
Okay.
Okay, Gabe, it's okay.
Wonderful.
Let's continue with our lesson.
All right. Well, we are going to continue learning here. We see another sentence with that word carousel. As carousel 2 started to move, she watched the bags drop onto it. And friends, we showed you a picture of the baggage claim earlier. And the baggage claim, of course, consists of many carousels, right? You see a couple in this picture. Rebecca, this looks more like the carousel I'm used to seeing, the kind that's surrounded by a lot of people.
Well, yes, of course. Everybody wants to get their bag. So people go to baggage claim waiting for their bag, including Ivy. So Ivy, well, we read, she saw her small green bag. She waited for it to come close so she could grab it. Suddenly, a large woman took the bag and hurried off toward the exit. Gabe, where are you hurrying off to?
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I think we should talk about this phrase, to hurry off. You know what it means to hurry somewhere. Sometimes you can add the word off. You're hurrying off. Where are you hurrying off to right now?
Well, Kelly left home and hurried off toward the MRT.
And of course, in our lesson, Ivy saw a large woman take what looks like her bag, and she hurried off somewhere. I think we have more to this story, so stay tuned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, here I am, waiting for my bag at baggage claim. Let's see, it's red. Well, it's a bag, and you can actually wear it on your back, so it's kind of like a backpack. Let's see, it should be here any time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I got my red bag. I got my red bag on. Oh, yeah.
Hey, that looks like my bag. That looks like my bag. He has my bag. What am I going to do? Oh, no. Friends, let's continue with our lesson.
That's my bag. Shocked, Ivy started after her. Then she stopped and thought, many bags look alike. That's probably not mine. She returned to the carousel to wait. Finally, she saw another small green bag drop onto the carousel. But it was not her bag. Immediately, she knew what had happened. The woman had taken her bag, and this one must belong to the other woman. She kicked herself for not challenging the woman when she first grabbed the bag. Now what was she going to do?
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 kick oneself 这个成语。 Kick 是指踢， 但是 kick oneself 不是真的踢自己， 而是指自责或后悔。 例如 Willie kicked himself for not confronting the guy who bullied him。 Willie 很后悔没有直接面对那个欺负他的人。 或者是 Amanda kicked herself for not apologizing to her mom for her bad attitude。 Amanda 很自责没有为自己不好的态度跟妈妈道歉。 最后我们看的是 challenge 这个动词， challenge 在这里是指提出疑问或者是质疑， 例如 some teenagers tend to challenge their parents' values and points of view， 有些青少年倾向于会质疑父母的价值观跟看法， 或者是 the governor's statement was greatly challenged by the media， 州长的发言引起媒体的极多质疑 ，challenge 也是挑战。例如 ，Our team is being challenged by our long-time opponent. 我们长期的对手跟我们的队伍下了战书。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, well, we continue here with our lesson. Ivy now is shocked. Okay, shocked. Ivy started after her. Who is her?That's the large woman who took her green bag and hurried off toward the exit. Okay, so she ran after her, and then what happened?
Well, then she stopped and thought, many bags look alike. Hey, Gabe, that's my bag.
No, hold on a second, Rebecca. What? Just as Ivy thought, many bags look alike, Rebecca. This may look like your bag, but it's actually my bag.
How would you know that? I was waiting for my bag, and then I saw you walk in with a bag that looked exactly like my bag.
So isn't it possible for two people to have bags that resemble each other?
Resemble?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great word, Gabe. Resemble, what does that mean? That's just another word we use when something looks like something else. So yes, in answer to your question...Two bags could resemble each other, but that looks like my bag.
Okay, well, this is certainly my bag. Well, friends, you can use this word resemble to talk not only about bags, of course, but about people. Many people say that I resemble my mother more than my father.
Really? Mm-hmm. Many people say that I resemble my father more than my mother.
Aw,
is that cute?
Well, these are just different ways to use that word.Friends, use that word yourself today. Now, do we have time to go down and talk about this phrase at the end, Rebecca?
Well, hey, Gabe, do you know what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
It's twin time.
It is twin time.
It is. And we saw this word shocked earlier. We want to take a closer look at this word shocked with the twins.
Hello, everyone.Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina, and I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we're going to take a closer look at the word shock. The word shock is a verb, and it means to be surprised or upset about something. Let's take a look at our sentence from the article. Shocked, Ivy started after her.Now, if you read the article, you know that a woman accidentally took Ivy's bag from the baggage claim and hurried off toward the exit. If I saw someone take my bag, I would be in shock. Now, let's take a look at an example sentence. Princess Diana's death shocked the world. Princess Diana's death was a shock. It was something that people were not expecting to happen.All right, here's one more example sentence. Since Carrie applied after the deadline, she was shocked when she received an acceptance letter from Harvard University. Now, this, of course, is a very good thing. She didn't expect to get into Harvard because of the deadline, but she did. Now, let's learn another meaning for shock.Shock can also be a noun. When someone gets a shock, electricity passes through their body and causes pain. Have you ever touched an electric object and suddenly you felt a quick, painful vibration? Well, that is a shock. Here is an example sentence. Ouch! I just got a shock from the phone charger. The phone charger caused an electric shock.Be careful with your electrical objects. Well, our time is up. We'll see you next time.
You know, I was just thinking, Christina really resembles Serena.
That's because they're twins, Gabe.
Right. Let's continue with our lesson. Well, this woman had taken her bag...And this one must belong to the other woman, okay? So now she has a green bag. It must belong to that woman who went away. Now Ivy kicked herself for not challenging the woman when she first grabbed the bag. Rebecca, can you kick yourself?
You mean like this? Yeah,
yeah, like
I can kick myself.
Like that. I'm trying to kick myself.
But Gabe, in our lesson, I don't think that Ivy literally kicked herself.
Hmm.
When you kick yourself in this, I guess in this way, as used in our lesson, this just means that you're kind of annoyed with yourself because you didn't do something.
All right, friends, now it's time for something completely different. An SC challenge!
Yes!
Friends, you know how to play this game. It is the SC Challenge. And I have two new players with me today. What is your name?
Gloria.
Gloria. And what's your name?
Pasta.
Pasta. I love pasta. Are you guys excited about the challenge today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. Here we go. Well, you know how to play. We have some sentences, and you need to fill in the blanks with some of these words. The words are baggage, grab, challenging, and... yawned. Okay, so here is sentence number one. When you know the answer, raise your hand. Okay, here we go. Sally blank and then decided that it was time to go to bed. Sally, did your hand go up, Pasta?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yawned.
You said yawned. Let's see if that works. Sally yawned and then decided that it was time to go to bed. Yes, very good. Pasta gets 1 point. Okay, here we go. Number two. Philip tried to blank the apple before it rolled off the table. Philip, yes, Gloria.
Grab.
Let's see. Philip tried to grab the apple before it rolled off the table. I believe you are correct. 1 point for Pasta, 1 point for Gloria. And here is the last sentence. How much blank did you bring with you? How much blank. Did you? Yes, Pasta?
Baggage.
Baggage. How much baggage did you bring with you, Pasta? You are correct. That is 2 points for Pasta and 1 for Gloria. Very good job. That is all the time we have for today's SC Challenge. We'll see you next time, friends. Goodbye.
Ivy yawned as she was waiting at baggage claim for her bag. Carousel 2 started to move, and bags began to drop onto it. She saw her bag, a small green one, and then she saw a large woman take it off and hurry toward the exit. She was going to go after her, but stopped and thought that perhaps it was just a bag that looked like hers. So she waited, but when she saw the next small green bag drop onto the carousel, she knew that the other woman had taken her bag and that this one was that lady's. She kicked herself for not challenging her before.
Hmm, this really isn't my bag.
I told you so. Friends, thank you for joining us today, and please join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom.